I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:15 in the a.m. Ed and Jerry, I just talked to our crack staff during a commercial break, and research says that I said 7 fewer words per hour when I broadcast with coronavirus. That's 28
That's
words.
That's it?
A show. 28 fewer words. So I indeed said fewer words that week.
All right, I guess by the numbers.
By the numbers, 28 fewer words per show.
The velocity was still there.
Oh, joining us right now from 93.7, the Fan in Pittsburgh, Andrew Filippone. What's going on, Andrew?
Rob, good to talk to you, man. How are you?
You too. You too.
He's with two other people, Andrew.
Oh, hi, Jerry. Hi, Ed.
Jeez. I went on this guy's show in the middle of a vacation, and that's a greeting I get?
That's the greeting you get.
Yeah.
Jerry, you never told me that.
I was on vacation.
I would have only kept you out for 5 minutes if I knew that you had a bunch of things going on.
Well, it was the day after Thanksgiving, but I was glad to do it.
And he didn't have a whole bunch of things going on either.
Nothing.
Just making that up.
Nothing at all.
Now, Andrew, normally this is a big deal in Pittsburgh. Ravens coming to town to take on the Steelers. What are people thinking now with the JV roster coming in?
You know, you're right. It's really taken a lot of the luster and shine off of this game. I don't think since Wednesday I haven't spent any time talking about the game itself. I mean, it's mostly been about, you know, pushing it back. You know, are they going to play the game or not? What happens if they can't play it? You know, does it trigger two extra playoff teams? Does it make it a Week 18 game? Does it cost the Steelers a potential bye? Those are the types of topics that we've really gotten into here. It'll be interesting when I go in today if there's any kind of news on, you know, the positive test front for either team. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I felt like the first matchup this year reminded me of almost quasi playoff game. I mean, it was a huge measuring stick game for the Steelers, and you know, we talked about it all week, but yeah, it's definitely been different.
What's the talk in Pittsburgh? Not to bring this up because nobody likes to talk about no hitters and undefeated streaks, but look at the rest of the season. We're assuming if this game takes place, it's going to be a laugher for Pittsburgh. You know, I see the Ravens losing by 20 points. Easy. Then you face Washington, you get the Bills, Bengals, Colts, Browns. Is it, are people getting excited about the possibility of an undefeated season?
And I think we're talking about it for sure. We've been talking about it for weeks now because they've got one of the softer schedules in the entire NFL. There's no NFC West on there. There's no Chiefs.
Right.
You know, so it's a pretty manageable schedule. I mean, we were saying that from the start of the year that the AFC North teams all got a break because they got to play the AFC South in the NFC East. But I still don't think that fans here really are buying into it yet. I think the game that'll probably, you know, now that this game is obviously so watered down and so diluted, I think the game that'll be the, oh, my God, they're going to do it or could do it game will be if they win at Buffalo.
Absolutely.
If they're able to clear that hurdle, if they go to Buffalo on a Sunday night and beat the Bills in bad weather, a team that's in first place and a team that's hungry to prove to people that they're a real challenger and real contender, I think if they win that game, then reality will set in. I am of the opinion, just based on people I've talked to over there, I think if they've wrapped everything up, I don't think they play week 16 or week 17 to win. I think they'll play guys just because they don't want them to be completely rusty going into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a hard time, just based on what I've heard, that that if the Steelers ever number one seed wrapped up, I don't think they'll go all out to go 16-0 like the Patriots did in 2007.
Well, I didn't say this on your station the other day because I really didn't want to hear it from the Steelers fans, but we're on Baltimore radio now, so I'm in safe waters, so I believe. Does Juju Smith-Schuster realize what a schmuck he looks like after trying to blame the Ravens, and then one of his teammates and one of his coaches test positive? Did he think they were irresponsible, too, before peeling that egg off his face?
Did he think that the Steelers players
and
coaches were irresponsible?
Yeah, I mean, Danny Smith and James Conner, so irresponsible to get COVID.
I have not seen anything from him in terms of an apology to Ravens players. I know that a couple of guys have backtracked. I saw Vince Williams, their inside linebacker, and Joe Hayden extend kind of well wishes or, you know, let's hope those guys from Baltimore get better. Let's not, you know, kind of wish any kind of ill upon them. So I think that those guys who are obviously veterans have smartened up. I think that it probably came from the top of the organization, to be honest with you. I think Tomlin, when those guys got back together on Friday and they didn't practice, I think he obviously said something to them. We have no proof yet, though, with this, that there was any kind of negligence on the Steelers' part. Hey, maybe we'll find out that there was. But as of right now, I don't see a Steve Saunders figure that's appeared here as a guy that's caused the Steelers to have a couple positive tests. What the Steelers have right now is what we see in a lot of different places, right? I mean, look at the Colts. They played without Buckner and Taylor yesterday. It's not an outbreak for those teams. It's just a couple of positive tests that's trickled in. It's not something like 20 positive tests. So I would absolutely draw a line there between what's happened to the Steelers and what's happened to the Ravens so far in the last week.
Here with Andrew Filippone from 93.7, The Fan in Pittsburgh. And this team is, they're all undefeated, and all you still hear about is the fact that the Kansas City Chiefs are the class of the AFC. Do people in Pittsburgh feel disrespected?
Yes, they do, Rob. They do. They feel it from, you know, places like Pro Football Focus and when the algorithms and analytics come out and deep dives come out and they say the team's not as good as their record. They feel it. I think they feel for Roethlisberger, who a lot of those same people, you know, Chris Sims came out with this dopey list that said he wasn't one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the league this year. He actually had Lamar Jackson ranked ahead of Ben, which I thought was laughable. So, they look at those things. They probably shouldn't. They probably should just look at the record and see that the Steelers are in the driver's seat and in position to do something they haven't done in 10 years, and that's get to another Super Bowl. But, yeah, they absolutely take it as a big chip on their shoulder. They want Roethlisberger to be talked about in the same sentence as Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers and the best quarterbacks in the NFL, especially now that he's doing it without Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell in their primes. And they want the Steelers, although after watching the Chiefs for three quarters yesterday, it's hard to say that they're in the same class as the Chiefs, but...
Did we lose Andrew?
I guess we did.
I think you did.
Oh, man. That's a shame. Because I wanted to mention Mike Tomlin to him. Because wasn't Tomlin fined earlier this year for not wearing a mask? That's a shame. I lasted the whole 10 minutes on his show. I'll point that out, Joe.
Yeah. Of course. We have stamina. The show has stamina.
Exactly.
Stamina.
Blast. We don't know.
No, the Steelers don't have a Steve Saunders, but we don't know the full picture just yet either.
That's right. You know, it's bad to sit there and blame people and do what they did. That's taking the rivalry to another level. You know, I mean, you talk about health and safety of people. I thought the Steelers have more class than that, and I agree with Andrew. I think the other comments that were made were kind of, you know, persuaded from the people up top down.
And I agree. I think Mike Tomlin called him to the carpet for sure.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Andrew Filippone rejoining us right now. Andrew, we want to let you know that our show has more stamina because we Jerry lasted the entire call and you petered out a little bit there. You all right?
I made it through all 10 minutes,
Jerry's
Andrew.
He's trying to get me to rip Juju and then he's going to let it get back to him, I think is what he's doing here. He's trying to get me in trouble with my people.
You know my motivation, yes. Is there anything better than a Mike Tomlin press conference? Listen, I'm sure that he spoke to Juju Smith-Schuster and a number of the players and told them to shut their traps, but I do love listening to him speak.
Well, I think it kind of gets old after 14 years of hearing it, Jerry.
Well, yeah, I understand your perspective.
If I were in your shoes, I would definitely get that. You know, you only have to really listen to it maybe three times a year, four times a year. But, you know, a lot of the Tomlinisms are things that we've heard him say going all the way back to 2007, 2008. I think it's smart to do it. I think he speaks in sound bites. You know, it's helpful when you're writing a story or when you're putting together an update or something from our perspective. But also, I think it's easier for players to grasp. You know, I don't think he doesn't try to feed them buffet courses. I think he tries to give them, you know, little appetizers. I think he knows, I've heard him say it before, he thinks that today's NFL players, their attention spans are super short. So he's got to say things he thinks that resonate with them, and a lot of it is kind of using this unique vocabulary and this different way of getting his point across to people, not kind of the cliches that you hear from every football coach. So in that way, I think it's really smart. I think Tomlin has had a tremendous year, and I've not always been his biggest fan. I'm probably one of his biggest critics here. But, I mean, it's hard to argue with 10-0. The thing for him is, and you guys know this with John Harbaugh, you got to start winning playoff games at some point. Tomlin's only won three playoff games in the last 9 years, and one of them was against Matt Moore and Adam Gase, and another one was a game against the Bengals where, you know, Vontaze Burfict and Pac-Man Jones imploded. So at some point, they got to start winning playoff games, and I think this will obviously be the year they do that.
Andrew Filippone, 93.7 Fan. Andrew, thanks a lot. I would ask you for a prediction for this game, but there's no need. We know.
We know. It's not going
to
be pretty.
I want to see how many times the Steelers actually run the ball without Connor and how many times the Ravens try to pass the ball with Robert Griffin III. That'd be a fun prop for this game. My goodness.
Hey, thanks a lot, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew.
See you back, guys, anytime. Yep.
See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.